Bienvenida a Banda Rock 101 ya. 0 horas son las que ustedes decidan dentro de esta vivencia inusitada, inesperada de una pandemia que nos ha agarrado y que afortunadamente, bueno, pues nos tiene guardaditos en casa. Esperemos, o sea, por lo menos para la mayoría, para los compañeros médicos, enfermeras que están justo ahí en la línea. Pues un saludo. Empecemos con el Creedence y este tema muy ad hoc. Long as I can see the light, mientras pueda ver la luz. Bueno, la canción nos va llevando a esta imagen. La luz de la esperanza al final del túnel. Se ve una luz a lo lejos y eso es justo lo que nos debe guiar hacia ese momento de esperanza que afortunadamente pues lo vamos campeando, lo vamos librando gracias al esfuerzo de todos, de la cooperación de todos. Y si vimos a Creedence, vayámonos con Dylan para Desolation Row. Thank you.
selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one little one, she smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's mourning. He belonged to me, I believe. Someone turns and says to him, my friend, you'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. Stars, they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her, I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk. This way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed his cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. As nurse, some local loser, She's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from desolation, oh. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. They are spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know Casanova. He's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men to go check to see that no one escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row.
el maestro Bob Dylan, que bueno, pues frecuentemente lo tenemos aquí invitado y en esta ocasión presentándonos este Desolation Row, esa fila de personajes que de alguna manera dicen, pues tengo que rearreglar sus imágenes y quizá darles otro nombre, como lo que está sucediendo dentro de esta transformación que nos está facilitando la pandemia para irnos ahora a otros ámbitos.
John Henry. Well, let me do John Henry, and then we'll go on.
Allá en alguna prisión.
John Henry's pappy woke him up one midnight. He said, before the sheriff comes, I want to tell you. He said, listen, boy, learn to hoist a jack and learn to lay a track. Learn to pick and shovel too and take that hammer. It'll do anything you tell it to. John Henry's mammy had about a dozen babies. John Henry's pappy broke tail a dozen times. The babies all got sick, and when the doctor wanted money, he said, I'll pay you a quarter at a time. Starting tomorrow, that's a pay for a steel driver on this line. Then a section foreman said, hey, hammer swinger. He said, I see you brought your own hammer, boy, but what else can all them muscles do? And he said, I can hoist a jack, and I can lay a track. I can pick and shovel too. He said, can you swing that hammer? And he said, do anything you hire me to. He said, now ain't you something? You so high and mighty with all them muscles. Go ahead, boy, pick up that hammer and show me what you can do. He said, get a rusty spike and swing that hammer down three times. Pay you a nickel a day for every inch you sink it to. Go on and do what you say you can do. With a steep-nosed hammer on a four-foot switch handle, John Henry raised it back till it touched his heels, and the spike went through the cross tie and it split it half in two. 35 cents a day for driving steel. Said, sweat, boy, sweat, you owe me two more swings. Said, I was born for driving steel. John Henry hammered in the mountains. He'd give a grunt and he'd give a groan with every swing. The women folks for miles around and heard him and come down. Said, watch him make the cold steel ring. Lord, what a swinger. Watch him make the cold steel ring. Then the bad boss come up laughing at John Henry. He said, you full of vinegar now, but you about through. We gonna get a steam drill to do your share of driving. Then what's all them muscles gonna do? Huh, John Henry? Gonna take a little bit of vinegar out of you. John Henry said, I feed four little brothers, and my baby sister's walking on her knees. Now did the Lord say that machines ought to take the place of living? Then what's a substitute for bread and beans? I ain't seen it. Do engines get rewarded for their steam? And John Henry said to his captain, said, a man ain't nothing but a man. But you can bring that steam drill around and I'll beat it fair and honest. I'll die with that hammer in my hand, but I'll be laughing. 'Cause you can't replace a steel driving man. There was a big crowd of people at the mountain. John Henry said to the steam drill, how is you? I said, pardon me, Mr. Steam Drill, I suppose you didn't hear me. I said, how you, huh? Can you hoist a jack? Can you lay a track? Can you pick and shovel too, huh? Listen, this hammer swinger's talking to you. 10,000 people hollered, "Go, John Henry!" And somebody hollered, "The mountains gave him in." John Henry told his captain, "Tell the kind folks, don't worry. That ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. It keeps me breathing. This steel driver's muscle I ain't thin." "Captain, tell the people move back further. I'm at the finish line and ain't no drill. It's so far behind, but yet ain't got the brains to quit it. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills, Lord, Lord. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills." Now John Henry had a little woman. I believe the lady's name was Polly Ann. Yeah, that was his good woman. John Henry threw his hammer over his shoulder and he went on home. Early next morning he said, "Come here, Polly Ann, come here, sugar." Said, "You know, I've been laying here watching that sun come up, and I believe this is the first time I've seen a sun come up that I couldn't come up with it." He said, "Dirty mind." He said, "Take that hammer, Polly Ann, go to that railroad, and when you swing in with a lead man, you tell him that ain't all I could do. Tell him, I could hoist a jack, and I could lay a track, I could pick and shovel too. Ain't no machine can, that's been proved to you." There was a big crowd of mourners at the church house. The section hands laid him in the sand. Trains go by on the rails, John Henry. They slow down and take off the hat when they come to where he's laying, resting his back. They say, "Morning, steel driver. You sure was a hammer swinger." Then they go on by, picking up a little speed. Clickety clack. Yeah, yonder lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies a steel driving man. Yeah, yonder lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies a steel driving man. Oh, yonder lies. Thank you very much. You know, John Henry was a real man. He worked on the tunnel up in West Virginia, building a tunnel for the C&O Railroad. And he was a mighty big man. They say that from his heels on around to the ground, he had a stroke of 19 feet. Boy, that's a long stroke, you know. Wow, that's a long stroke.
Bueno, ese señor que se presentó en Folsom Prison fue nada menos que Johnny Cash. Y bueno, pues un mensaje para todos aquellos que están privados de su libertad. Ahora nosotros de alguna manera también lo estamos, pero por otras situaciones. Y bueno, de ahí, bueno, también hay noticias para aquellos que tienen cosas menores que van a poder salir.
sing. Oh!
Y nos hemos trasladado con Santana para esta presentación en vivo de su tema Chingo. Y como decíamos, bueno, se ha hecho la aprobación de la amnistía para aquellos que tienen faltas, afortunadamente no graves, que van a meritar de alguna manera su liberación. Ojalá que recapaciten sobre lo que hicieron y afortunadamente, bueno, pues recobren la libertad, que vayan a sus casas. Y para eso viene Jimmy Witherspoon con Eric Burton, Have Mercy, Judge.
Now
Ten piedad, juez, eso fue el tema que nos presentaron en un álbum muy interesante, el señor Eric Burdon y el señor Jimmy Witherspoon, una leyenda en el blues, y obviamente el señor Burdon, que se considera a sí mismo pues como un bluesman. Y de ahí vayámonos un poco hacia otras atmósferas para refrescarnos.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, whitens blood to your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and Peppermints de la Strawberry Alarm Clock, que se presentase aquí hace muchísimos años en algún estadio allá en la ciudad de Puebla, precisamente. Bueno, Incense and Peppermints y el incienso pues habrá que ponerlo precisamente para los trabajadores de la salud, mis colegas, compañeros que están en la línea de fuego y que a los cuales pues les mandamos un saludo, les agradecemos su ayuda y además también les solicitamos su ayuda.
Younger than today, never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. I do appreciate your being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. Now I know I need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Ese fue Deep Purple en una versión alternativa de este cover que hicieron extraordinario allá a la composición de Lennon y McCartney. Ayuda, help. I need somebody, help. Todos necesitamos la ayuda y en este caso la mejor ayuda que podemos hacer precisamente es la de guardarnos en casita. Ya llevamos cuatro, vámonos por otras cuatro y vamos a aprender a convivir. Y vayámonos con The Platters. Oigan nomás esta versión. Melodía desencadenada que pues muchos las conocimos allá a través de la versión de los Righteous Brothers, pero esta es todavía anterior, con los Platters, y pues recién la descubrí y me parece sumamente exquisita, sensacional la forma, la interpretación y el, obviamente, el tema. Quizá esta melodía desencadenada para poder llegar hasta ustedes desde acá. Y vámonos con un tema, saltándonos un poco en el tiempo.
Thank you.
en un salto cuántico nos hemos venido con un soundtrack de la película There Will Be Blood para traernos este tema Prospectors Arrive. Y en este sentido, pues para continuar un poco con el mensaje que nos dejó la canción anterior, llevándonos a esto que nos ha planteado justo esta pandemia, este estar juntos en la lejanía, juntos y participar.
I'll give me one kiss. One kiss. That's what I want from you. I just want to kiss your lips. That's what I want to do. 11:30, the lights are low. And just one kiss, dear, before I go. Give me one kiss. One kiss. That's what I want from you.
Y sí, pues ahora sí que los besos son a la distancia. Un besito para todos ustedes, un besito que llegue por aquí a través de las, pues de las vivencias y de las vibraciones de las que somos capaces de realizar si nos concentramos con nuestra mente. Eso también puede ser una herencia importante, una enseñanza justo de esta pandemia. Vayámonos con Jethro Tull.
Thank you.
Señor Jethro Tull, excelente. Y este tema, Love Story. Una historia de amor, quizá una historia de amor en la distancia. Sí, la cercanía de la distancia. También a través de la solidaridad, del respeto, del reconocimiento de las diferentes actividades que realizan los trabajadores de la salud. Todos que estamos en esta misma embarcación. Y nosotros desde acá, desde el planeta WWW, enviándoles pues un mensaje de esperanza, un mensaje para que estemos en paz y colaborando. Dejemos un poquito de miel. Con vos, soy Jorge Craveo, esto fue Radio Alicia. Much hasta la próxima. Than wine.